Parashat Bamidbar starts with the Minyan Klal Yisrael and so on, but more than anything else, it's also keveya that there's a mitzvah surprise on the Midbar, that Klal Yisrael is has that there's a Dora called Dora Midbar, and Sefer Bamidbar is about Klal Yisrael b'teres Dora Midbar, the Milos of Dora Midbar, the Chassanim of Dora Midbar, and so on. I'd like to be oimid on a certain nekuda that it's a, it almost seems a stira. It's very, very unclear in Chazal what's the yachas to Dora Midbar. There's a medrash that says a few places, the medrash Rabbah in a few places and so on, brings the pasuk in Divrei Yomim, and it says the Chalkel, the Dardar, the Haman. It darshens each name klapis somebody else. And Darda is Keneged Dora Midbar, which the Lashon Chazal is Dorshu Kuloi Deya. Darda is Dorshu Kuloi Deya. So the Mashmos is that Dora Midbar is very chashav. The word Dor Deya comes from there. That's the marker that we use the word Dor Deya. This is it's hard to find a more positive appellation than Dor Deya. This is Yerushalmi. In Avodah Zarah, it says, it's actually brought down in other places also, but the Shalmi's Lashon has a more, it's the Shalmi, the beginning of Avodah Zarah. It says, Yeravam, it goes through the Chatoim of Yeravam and how he manipulated Klal Yisrael to do Avodah Zarah. So it says he would be Moishif too late him, next to Adam Kasha. And they would have the following Shakli Bataria. The one Leitz would ask him, Eze Dor Chaviv, which Dor is the most Chaviv de Kedar? And he would answer, Dor Midbar. So they would tell him, or the other one would ask him, but they were Eva Verizara, Chet Eagle. So he answered, but you see, they weren't punished because they were so Chaviv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the other Leitz would tell him, aha, so I have great news for you. You have Yeravam, and not only is he going to have one Avodah Zarah, he's going to have two Avodah Zarahs. So Kal V'Chaimah, that it's certainly we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful Chavivah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was a dusiach of the two Litzanim that Yeravam put next to Yish Kasha. But there's no, in other words, strip away Yeravam and his Litzanim, but the Yish Kasha said, And in other words, it's right that the Dor Deya was the Dor Midbar was the Dor that was most chaviv to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it was the most chaviv to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And despite the fact that they were oivir of the Zara, b'chol zois they were chaviv. Kodesh Baruch Hu was meichel to them. So it does not, the shtus, the litzanus, is the Kal V'Chaimah afterwards. But the etzem statement stands. So you see that their chvivus was so big that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moich Avodah Zarah. Itmaha. I mean, Avodah Zarah is the cardinal aver of all averes. There's nothing, most averes are nitche. Three averes are not nitche. And Avodah Zarah is the avu and the kulan. Avodah Zarah, you can't even do Hiru Hashon. And Avodah Zarah, there's nothing. Avodah Zarah has no quarter for Avodah Zarah. So what does it mean, afilo hachiv, because they were chaviv, because Baruch was moichadim? What's that? What's the chavivus? I mean, what could be more chaviv than Avodah Zarah? You say that somebody is not medactic and this and that, but he's least Shem Shabbos. He's just not Shem Shabbos, but at least he's willing to waste an effort. But at some point, I mean, once you get past Avodah Zarah, what's left over there? So we have two Makaris Dora Midbar, the Dor Deya is considered to be the Dor that's Chaviv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The opposite, you have a pasuk. Arboim shana okut bedor, voim ha'am tei levav heim. Behem le'ashen ishbati ve'api, behem levoinam lechosi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, 40 years I struggled with the dor, and I finally realized they're not, they're wandering off, and I was nishba that they would never come to my Nachla Menucha. So it's harder to find a more powerful pasuk that about the chisaron of the dar. There's also a chazal, a paladik, a gemara. They think that we have to learn up a little bit and understand it in terms of understanding the inyan. It says over here, Tanar Avonim, Doir Amabel Elam Chelek Lelam Haba. Yeah, it says that the Doir Amabel is not Chelek Lelam Haba. You then, it says in the Mishnah, Doir Hamidbar Elam Chelek Lelam Haba, Ben Oimdim Bedin. Doir Hamidbar has, is as Chelek Lelam Haba, Shenema Bamidbar Zitamu Bisham Yemusa Doir Akiva. So Akiva said that Dora Midbar has no chelek in Olam Haban and in Bedin. Rav Eliezer says, Aleimu Oime isfuli chasidai korse brisi alei zevach. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's me'asev is chasidim the korse brisi alei zevach. So you have, I mean, you can't get a worse statement than Avachel Olam Haba. They're gone. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi says, "Isfuli chasid ekorse brisi alei zevach." So, what is it? We're in the pasuk. I mean, they were chasidim in what oifen? I mean, they were even avodah zarah. There was the chatam araglim. Where does he get it from? Yes, korse brisi alei zevach could be a remez from Matan Torah that it says that there's some sort of, you know, that's where the korse bris. But certainly the beginning not. So the Gemara here darshins so Gemara brings over here the machloikas, Rav Akiva and Rav Eliezer later on, and the Gemara says, I'll just find it here. It says Reb Eliezer argued Reb Akiva, and he said Shafke lechasidusei Reb Akiva. Reb Akiva was a chassid, and it says there's melamed chus normally over here. Shafke lechasidusei Reb Akiva. Reb Akiva normally he's melamed zchus. Here he's not melamed zchus. So it says like this: Elmanikan shat ve'api be'api nishpati v'chazani. So he darshens the pasuk as nishpati be'api nishpati v'chazani. I was nishpa v'chareinaf, and I was chayzer, which is a dava mafli that on a Kadosh Baruch Hu we could say he was chayzer. The Torah Chaim brings a kasha. Torah Chaim says the Gemara Chigiga darshins from the pasuk of Hashem Nishbati Biapi that shvuas can have hatorah, that you be mate shvua because Hashem Nishbati Biapi, but it's possible to have hatorahs and darim on it. So in other words, so fakert, it's mashma that there needs to be hatorahs and darim on it. It leaves it sort of blank. He argues on the pasuk Isvil Chasidai, and then he says, "Amr Rabbi Yechonan, Shafkir Rabbi Akiva lechasidusei. Rabbi Akiva was normally melamed zchus on Klal Yisrael, and here all of a sudden he seemed to be melamed choyv." Shenema holoch v'karosa bazni yushalayim leimo zacharta lechesed nurayich avas kulayich dechtach b'midbar zayisruah. So it says, Klal Yisrael is remembered l'toiva in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, in fact that Dor HaMidbar was lechtach b'midbar zayisruah. U'ma acherim boim b'schusam heim atzmon lekol shekein. If other people can be zeicha, then certainly they can. So it's a dov amak ma'ir over here, the machlokes, understanding the back and forth over here, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar, and exactly, obviously they're not being choylik. Obviously it's tut stav matbeya, and we need to try to understand a little bit, it's a dava omek, try to understand a little bit what the back and forth here is, and b'meila will have an understanding of this yachsus of Chazal to Dor HaMidbar. One more Chazal I wanted to point out, and we'll get to. It says, the Medrash Rabbeinu says, what's Bamidbar? Moshel Lemelech, a Melech came to a city, and he said, the inhabitants ran away from him. He came to another city, and the inhabitants ran away from him. It says he came to an Ir Chareva. He came to a desolate city, and the inhabitants were very happy to see the king. So he said, oh, this is the type of place I'd like to settle in, and I want to build my palace here. The same thing, Hayom Rov Ayonois, Hahorim Rok Tuchielim, they ran away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't interested in them, but the Midbar didn't run anywhere, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, oh, that's the right place to stay. The Mashal Nimshal's strange. Ayom Rav, Ayonis, Ayantis of Locher, those are Shevach. I mean, we say it in Halal as a sign of HaKadosh Baruch, of the Yira Shemayim, of the tremendous Yira that the Bria had b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where's the Avla? It's Ke'ilu, they're not quite Ro'oi. I mean, this is Yira Shemayim in Bezgal Musoi. If we ask somebody, if somebody is very casual about the person walks in Beis HaMikdash and he's not scared, and where the other person walks in and he just turns around and runs out, who's a bigger person? Who's Cheshiva? Obviously the second person, the one who, I mean, the Mipnei Odoin Chuliaretz. It's the trembling of the land before the Odoin is a Malir Shemayim. That's the sense of the Parsha. And yet Chazal find here a chisaron, a certain nekuda that even though the Yam Rav Ayona is anti Sevachar and Harim Tikudu and so on, and those are, they are milas, but they're not quite the mila that's needed to have the Melech build his palace there. And so obviously the mila of Midbar is the mila of Dor HaMidbar, and try to understand the shayrish of that and understand where they come together. So let's talk a little bit about the Dardea and so on and so forth. I guess to go back to the machlokes in Sanhedrin, or Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar, or Rabbi Chaim Habash and Nishpati be'api Nishpati, and so on. When I want to say that a person, when I want to give a certain erech of a person's maisim, who he is, what he is, and so on. So, one way is to look at the person's maisim and give a certain evaluation. He does maisim toivim, he does chasadim, he does tzedakas, etc. In the dying el mashen of royas, when we're done in a beznishal mata, and when we're done in a this world, the only thing that we have certain, the only thing that we're allowed to pasken on, is ro'osei nayim. You know, ke adam yirelei nayim. A person, that's Adam's role. But we understand that's not the atzmius advarim. Even in pasuk din Torah, there's gedarim and klolim of hakadosh edus and mashad in avroes and so on. But it says if the dying thinks it's a din meruma, it can be mesalik himself the gedarim of where there's a hargasha that's a din meruma. The type of the awareness of a person. Of a person's mahus is called deo. Ki yedaitiv, lamanashe tzaves beis achrov, Bon of Achrov. The yedaitiv means I know the person. Somebody will come to you and accuse a person of something, and you'll say, it's impossible. I know the person. I know the person. And it's not shaykh. That maisa is not shaykh to the person. We could be wrong that also. But the tchuna that we use to identify that is called yediya. And so just like people say that the word lemashal by Adam Yodas Chavat Melosh Chibur, it has a different knach to it. It means that I have the person at his essence. I have the person at his atzmius. It's true in Deya, whether we look at it in the sense that we're talking about, it's true about Yodas Chava. But the word Deya means where I have an awareness of the thing at its shayrish. We always speak about where in the kreches hanefesh of a person, where does das stand? Das stands at the most critical junction of the kreches hanefesh of a person. There are a person has certain rational faculties that can work out a problem and an issue. Why would somebody do this? He would do this because of this. Why isn't this happening? Because of that. That's a level of thinking of a person. That's one daraga. And then there's a level of maisim of a person. Das is the nexus. It's a knowledge with the seichel and the das. It's not the maisim. It's not the activities. But it's more than a cheshm. If I say lemashal, let's say somebody accuses Reuven of being a ganav. So there are two ways I can. Forget about this. So one way I can shlug it off is by bringing evidence that he wasn't there, an alibi, etc., etc. Fine, that's olam ha'maisa. In the not olam ha'maisa, there's one way I could say I could do with a cheshm, with a pilpul. I could say, listen, he had a chance, like by Yosef and his brothers. Ma the kesef asher b'avtach haseinu shavnu, certainly wouldn't take other kesef. It's a cheshm. It's a sichliistic cheshm. Or a person can say, I know this person, and it's not shaykh. The yedativ is, so yedativ is a type of knowledge which is because there's a connection to the other person. It doesn't need maisim, and it is so much more solid than Svaris and Yedias that we call and Cheshbonis Ba'alma. That's what the Das is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Dor HaMidbar was the Dor of Deya. It was the fundamental connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's translate it into into our terms. Lamashal. A person has, he's not a judge with criminals, a person has talmidim. And he has one talmid that does good, performs very well, and that's very good. He's very happy, and he gives him tremendous covet, and so on and so forth. He has another talmid who it does bad, performs badly, but there's afchana here. If I have a certain deher in the person's nefesh, and I feel that he has so much of himself, even if his maisim belie that, but as long as my sense is that his teichen, his pnim, is very strong, then I'll keep pushing at it. Masha'in came, if I have a feeling, I don't see that's anything to him. I haven't ever detected a sense that there's depth, goodness, any positive qualities mitzad the nefesh. Then one has no interest to continue with that. So in this yachsus to somebody who's a talmid, a son, etc., there is the element of the maisim, and then there's an element mitzad. What is the person? What do I? Who is he? the midah of that is chabris is called das. It's das in the sense like yedativ. I know him. I know that there's toiv in him, and it's frustrating that I can't that it's not growing, but I'll keep watering and I'll keep weeding because I feel the koyach achias over there. That's this yachsus with das to someone. The third day was split. On the level of Maisim, they were Ovda Avodah Zarah, and that he was right. The Letz was right. Mitzad the Pnim, the Mitzad the Teuchen, they were the Dor of Deya. The Dor that Lechtech Achai Ben Midu Bersay Zeruah, the Chvivus of that is that there was no reason to go after it. There was no external reason to go. Nothing good was promised. A big, they 40 years of wandering in a midbar. I was promised for later, but there was nothing there. Lechtech achai b'midbar. Chesed nurayich meant that it's the chesed nurim is the first nekuda that sprouts in a person. The first nekuda that's detected in a person, it's a nekuda that's before cheshbonis. It's the nekuda that's moilet cheshbonis, and that nekuda was nimshach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why the chavivusa was not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Oh, Saul's got such a great personality, so the little Avodah Zarah will be moichet." I mean, it's a musical pishmai. What does it mean chavivusa? What's the chavivus? If they're bad, the answer is. But the shayrishtik and the kuda of Klal Yisrael was kulei toiv. It in the point that came before Maisim yet. So true that the Maisim didn't come out good, like Yeshaya says that they planted good seeds and what came out was Baushim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that these seeds are good seeds. So there's a frustration in where it comes out to Olam HaMaisa. But there's no frustration mitzad. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kevet, these are good. When I buy seeds that are supposed to be grape seeds and grows something else, I say I was fooled. The seeds were dead seeds. The person fooled me intentionally, not intentionally. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was keveya, that these are good seeds. So there's a taina to Klal Yisrael, why do you keep growing the weeds when you're having new seeds? But it's a taina, not more than that. So that's what the kosher answered. The chavivusa of Klal Yisrael in the midbar was that the place that we're even on the sheirish, which is called the deya, it's perceived by deya, and it's their deya is toiv. It's not coming lemaisa. That door didn't bring it lemaisa. That's the oimek remachleikis of Rabbi Akiva of Lazar and the Gemara over there in Sanhedrin. Ashenish Bat Bapi, the Ben Ish Chai says that he says a little bit different. He says Ashenish Bat Bapi means mitzad midas hadin. That's what's nigs on them. Mitzad din of maisim. That's nigs on them. So just like if I tell somebody the following. Somebody did something bad, and I say, Lefishur as hadin, this and this is what you should, this is what should happen to you. Those words, the right way to read it is, yes, Lefishur as hadin, but there's a hanhaga deep in Lefishur as hadin that is going to override it. It's like a clemency built based on something else, that the Shur as hadin, Asher Nishbati V'Api, he goes off into his inyanim about. One says, I'm talking, and said, not Shaifli Yanainu so much. But just that Nekuda, Asher Bar Rabbi is a Hagbalah, that just like Bi'api, it means within the context of Haroin Af, they don't come to Mechasi. Rebbe Akiva's Midah is Midas Hadin. it says on Rabbi Akiva, Ishtoi kacholzol lefonai, al-kazol mashav etchila, so they explain that the kacholzol mashav etchila is, etchila, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also mashav deliver midas adin, Rosh Hashanah l'miskayim. Rabbi Akiva was a yochid that he was shaykh to anhaga with din. He could go till the end. And now there's the pshat shtoika chos hashav tchila. It's going back on that. That's what he says. There is a shofke akiva lechasidusei, the midas chasidus. He's talking mitzad midas hadin and not mitzad midas chasidus. They're not soise each other. Akiva is saying the first paragraph. Lefimidas lefishuras hadin, they have no chelak olam hava. But and that's what it says over here, that the oisfer gemara. If deiris acherim is mezake them loy kol shekei. In other words, the deiris acherim are the deiris of maisa. They produced. The midbar was barren. It was a dor midbar, means it was a barren dor mitzad the maisim. There was, but if that seed gives chiyus to the deiris haboyim, then it grows good. So certainly it's megin amas on them. I want to explain the Toras Chaim's nekuda about the shaila on the neder, on the fact that it on shvua, the fact that you need hatoras and darim. The Gemara dashes nishbati v'api. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has kaviyochol a pesach for a heta. I want to explain the nekudia daimik a little bit. Hatoras nedarim works that a person's peh is a person is supposed to be pivili b'shavin, and whatever machshava he expressed in peh gets a kiyum. So there are two exceptions. If he doesn't express it befeh, he certainly does no loyachol tvaroi, unless it's nidrei hegdish and so on. And if what he expressed befeh is not what was believed by really, then is also no is no chiyuv neder. The if it was a toas ha'adam b'shvua, if it's echad b'pevach b'leiv, if it's iskal milulei, if a person stumbled and said the wrong word, the peh is not mechayev unless the peh is the machshava, the das, the person out. Heta nedarim works with the following nusach. Daitcha lecha. Were you thinking, was this really the situation that you wanted? If you would know that this and this would be the outcome of it, had you been aware, would you have made the neder? If no, the answer is, this situation doesn't have das. The das is not connected. So if let's say a person doesn't want to feed his shechinim, he feels too many people are taking advantage and eating too much of his food, it costs too much money, and he says, I'm asking anybody to eat from me. And then he gets shunned by people, and all sorts of things come out that he loses a lot out of it. So I ask him, was this something that you had in mind? Was this what you had in mind or not? The answer is no. I didn't have in mind to become a pariah. I just wanted to cut down on food. So we say, so this is not what you weren't saying what you meant. In other words, your das wasn't connected. So it's a zelu maseh. Im nishbati v'api, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, on the level of af, of charein af, which deals with the maisim of Klal Yisrael, this is a valid shvua. Mikoyach the sheirish, but is it the chavivus of that door, the chavivus of the door deya, is something which had I, you know, is this something that you wanted to be menefrin entire soul? The answer is no. So elu ve'elu. Mitzad the maisim shabbat, mitzad the shuras hadin, mitzad the charoin af, then it's a taka a shavua, and Klal Yisrael taka should not go in. Mitzad chasiduse, shofker chasidus says, why did Akiva leave his siddus here? Why did he go here with his midas hadin? But mitzad, the heta to come in is if it's growing such tremendous crops later, then it should work over here. And that's why he says the pasuk is going on Kurse Brisi, Alezevach. It's going, you know, the Krisis Bris is a Shayushtik in a Kuda. And on that Oifin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is does want the Dardea. So we have here a certain way of looking and understanding the Dardea. There is a the Dar Midbar. Dar HaMidbar mitzad its pnim of Shaychus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was the way it says the manash yedativ, in that way they're called Dardea. They were the yedativ HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their sense and awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Sheirish HaKal Yisrael. And that's why even the Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says in different places by Avodah Zarah, also Rav Zavik Kesef Shebeis Lehem, Minig Abaseim B'Yadeim, about Minim. You know, in Avodah Zarah itself also, you need to have a sharp avchana that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be mafchin. Is it lacking in the pnim, or is it just toya leva of him? The toya leva means it's they're led astray easily, but not mitzad the kesher, not mitzad what's inside it. Is other shaykh has that been affected? The fact that zachar v'lo chesed urayach means just like in life, a person's earliest experiences bear the greatest amount of weight in who he is. And when we're mechalik between the experiences of someone that are impressed on him by parents, to a certain nekuda that's called Yoim Omdi Aldaiti, which starts with Nairus, when he becomes a gadol, the Yoim Omdi Aldaiti is the kaveya of who the person is. So Hart Lechesed Nurayach, Lechtech Achay Midbar, and so on, is that Chesed Nurim means the Sheirish HaKlal Yisrael, Sheirish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is above and beyond anything else Klal Yisrael wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's true that the Dardeya itself never produced Maisim that should be the true Paris of that Das. But if the Doris afterwards produced it, Bal Karchach, it's coming from that seed. It's a Gloy Milsa, La'enayim, that if somebody produces a grandson who does what's right, it's Bekoyach the seeds that he planted. I want to explain a little bit what is the Mida, what's the sine qua non of what's required for it. So the medrash we said before, that Moshe Melech came into a country and they ran away from him. Another one they ran away and finally came to Makom Chareva and they said, come in. L'chor, the medrash is a pella. It says L'moshe, let's give a Moshe. It says by the Abba Mitzrayim, that a Yoshvim in the Shara'ir. So it says, they said to themselves, listen, if you come into the town, we're going to die, because there's the Rav over there. And then they said, if we're going to sit here, we're going to die. So let's at least go to Machna Ram. If we live, we live. We die, we die. When you're going to die for sure, the threat of death is not a great threat. You know, if Matzav A is death, and Matzav B is maybe death, not a terrible threat. What's the chazal? You have a city that ran away. Another city, right? The city has nothing. So what am I afraid of? Worst comes to worst, I'll die. So I'm going to die anyway. I have nothing to eat. I have nothing. What's the mile of that place? And we asked also that Faket, the Yam, and so on, had exhibited a certain amount of Yira. So what Chazal want to say is as follows. A person, the question is, what things does a person have in his life that are important to him? And b'meila, if a person has any sense of self, and a melech comes, if I have possessions, if I have something, and the melech comes, I run away. It shows that I'm terrified from Melech. It shows I'm scared of him. It shows that I'll accept his authority if he, you know, if they put me back in the city. But it also shows that the Malchus of the king doesn't sit on me well, because my Yira is a result of having something that's threatened. Moshe Ma'adav Adayman. Let's say you have a big Rashiv is coming, giving a shir, and a person who's a Tam Chochem is scared to come because he might be shown up to be Bera Maritz. He'll ask something and it'll be cut down, or he won't understand the shir. So there's a certain apprehension. Somebody who's a total Amoritz, but just wants to see the Adam Gadol, so he's got no problems. I'm going to shun up to him, I'm an Amoritz. I just want to see Kvodesh Altair in its biggest oifen. So when the Melech came to cities that had something, they were scared of him. But to build a Malchus means you don't want any cracks on the bottom. You want solid ground. There's nothing there. Anytime you build paint or anything, the first instruction is clear everything completely and make sure there's nothing else there. Then you can put down a layer of cement, of glue, of whatever it is. So in Dafkin and Makom that was Chariv, it's Shaykh to build a building. To build it on bits and pieces of bricks, even if it fits very well, that it's creating a shaky basis. The Yamra of Ayonais and the Harim Roktu, those are tremendous displays of Yiras Shemayim. But Yiras Shemayim itself means you're scared because you have a sense of self, and you might lose that. The Yam is a Davar Chashuv, the Har is a Davar Chashuv, and before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they feel so inadequate, so threatened, they ran off. So yes, it's a tremendous Midah Toiva of Yira, but it means that if you do make some sort of shutfis, it's a shutfis. There's a har, and the har is chashiv, and there's something on the har. The yam is mighty, but it's nichna, but there's a yam there. The midbar has nothing. When you build on it, all you have is what you built on it. All you have is the edifice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put down. And that's the right place to build, because it's sanded down completely, nothing. There is nothing else but that. So that's what Chazal meant. So Linyanena, let's sort of put it together. Let's understand the whole picture. In this Yachsus of Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this Yachsus of every person individual HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the most redeeming feature, the most important element that a person incorporates in his mitzvahs is the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki yedativ, the dor deo, the fact that at the sheirish of the person's kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not through maisa, not through speculation and thought process, but just a chibur of yediyah, of das. When a person has that, no matter how many times there's a failure, mitzad de maisim shaboy, but that dveikus mitzad de das will always trump it and give him a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance, because his das is strong. There's a very, very touching story. The Balat in Chabad of old, the Mahalach of Avodas Hashem was learning Mamorim about deep in Yonim. It's a sort of semi Kabbalah, they call it Chassidus, whatever. It's sort of deep in Yonim about Kadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhog in the world, and the excitement and his spidlus that one has from that allows the person. That's Avodas Hashem, the spilus and the slavus that a person gets from a deep understanding of Darkei Hashem Ba'olamo. That's the LP with a very certain mahalach of learning very deep in Yanim, LP Pnim. The Tzemach Tzedek, who was third, he said over his grandfather, Baal Tanya, once said a maima explaining the difference between Eid Alia and Gerina Tachten, and he got extraordinarily very, very carried away with it, very into it. And at the end, he yelled out, he exclaimed, and he said, but Ribbono Shelom, I don't want Gan Eden Tachta, I don't want Gan Elyon, I want you and only you. In other words, the closer a person is to that Nekuda, then that much closer he is to having that Sheirish. The test for it, the test is not how much a person is mizdabik. You know, what we think, it's sometimes a fantasy, sometimes imagination, sometimes a wish. There's no design yonim that a person, it's not, you know, it's Ayla. The prob is the other part. What other things does a person have? If the person has yam and midbar and other things, they're good things. And the year of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's not solid ground anymore. Then the pshat is, I can't say that, you know, this is it, this is my only tshuka and I have nothing else but that. That's not, it's wonderful, you can say halal with it, but it's not dordeya, it's not dormitah. Dordeya is that lechtechachai bad midwa beretzle zeruah, that there was nothing else that they had but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The real concrete test for determining whether a person has that mile or not is the test of whether or not something else plays a role in it. The more a person clears out other things, the less other things are important to him, the less he feels he has to lose. The more he is kosher at cherish. There's a Zera Kaddish. Med Shanelam, it's one of the parts of Zera Kaddish. He says it in Chayisar, Mizois Oilo Min HaMidbar. Who is that which rises out of the Midbar? So Chazal Dash, when he places Klal Yisrael, that all the Aliyahs of the Midbar. The Zera Kaddish says, Min HaGuf Shucharev Kimidbar. In other words, Mizois Oilo Min HaMidbar means a person's aliyah towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really, it's in direct proportion to how little his tshuka lies around his guf. And his guf means everything. His guf, his ambitions, emotions. The more something is a pchinas midbar and chareva, the closer the person is to the chvivas and to the kesha that the Lechtech Achai by Midbar Beretz Lo Zeruah gives a person.